The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Heyo, what's going on, party people? My name is Val, and you are listening to The Fruit Basket. I am your host, and today I'm finally being joined by both of my co-hosts for the first time this season. Ooh. I have Kat, and I have Becca with me today.
Hello.
Yay. Well, welcome back to the show all together. Finally. How's everyone doing?
Yeah.
I think we're all collectively dying. I don't know how this show is running right now. Yeah. I have no idea how we're even able to do this.
How are any of us running?
I don't know. As I was telling them before we started recording that I have been sitting at this desk since 11 a.m. Okay, it's currently 6 p.m. almost. And I have not left this desk. I've been sitting here editing all day. Don't take on all the responsibility of being an editor for a short film. It's not fun. I'm the only one doing it because I refuse to let first years handle my hard drive.
With all due respect,
I'm like, this is my baby. I will do it myself, even though I'm going to kill myself by the end of it. For real. No, it's bad. It's really, really bad. But yeah. How about you, Kat? What have you been working on?
I feel like talking about my schoolwork's a bit boring. But I'm hungry right now.
Why didn't you eat beforehand?
No, because I'm eating after.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're hungry.
What has been your cravings recently?
Cravings?
Yeah. What are your cravings recently?
Oh, I don't know. Anything fried and greasy. I don't know why. I'm craving something super, super greasy. No idea.
What about you, Becca?
I was craving sushi really bad recently, but I had some yesterday.
Sushi.
I had sushi yesterday too. That's crazy.
It was really good. Was it good?
It was really good.
What's the best sushi? Was it good? Fishy?
I like Green Dragon. Mm-hmm. My favorite, yeah.
Oh.
Is
that fancy?
I don't know, is it? I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know.
Sushi.
Sushi rolls.
Sushi rolls.
What's your favorite, Becca?
I don't know. All of them.
This girl's lying.
I actually have no idea.
I think the best part of this episode is Becca answering the question 10 seconds later.
I'm sorry, my Wi-Fi is delayed.
It's so funny because I say
something and you guys don't laugh until 10 seconds after I finish talking either. So I just sit in silence and wait for you to react.
Listen, it's okay. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going because there's no point of restarting. Let's start the episode off differently than I have the last three. Let's start with Family Feud, because then we're going to think of topics to discuss. So for those who are listening on Spirit Live, you probably haven't heard this segment of the show yet. This is what we call Family Feud, and it's not like traditional Family Feud. Our version of Family Feud is just guess the number one answer. We're not keeping track of points. We're not really, I don't know, keeping score. We're not saying who's going to be the winner. So we're just trying to see if Becca and Kat know what the number one answer to the question is. Name
My
something.
Answer's gonna be 10 seconds too late.
God, okay. Pause.
I'm gonna buzz before her.
I know.
Should give her a 2 second,
We'll give her a 2 second delay.
Yeah.
All right. Name something you keep in your car.
Sorry, do you hear my dog? Because
no, it's okay. You're okay. You're good.
Oh, okay. Buzz.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's like very universal. The other hand sanitizer.
No, that's not on here. Like, remember, it has to be super generic.
I can't even think of that.
Batteries.
Batteries? No.
That sounds weird, but think car fobs now. They run on those batteries, right? And if they die, you're kind of cooked.
So we're just going to start keeping...
You keep hand sanitizer.
We're just going to... We're going to just start keeping batteries. Kleenex? No.
Really?
Guys, remember, these are very generic. Money number one wins are 19 points. See, there you go. Money/coins. So number one was money/coins.
Umbrella. Bags.
Grocery bags?
No. Number two is food and water. Number three is first aid kit. Number four is spare tire. Number five is map. Number six is jumper cables. Number seven is spare clothes / shoes. Number eight is gas can. And number nine is flare. I think this is the longest answered one ever.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot there.
I have all those in my car except, I don't remember what the last one was, but I don't have
a flare. You don't have a flare gun in there?
But like, I do have a flare. What was the second last one? Not the last one.
You have a lot in your
gas
car.
Gas can. Yeah, Becca does have a lot.
Wow. Mm.
Sorry, I'm prepared. Also, it's not my car, it's my dad's. It's all his stuff in the car.
Oh boy.
It's fair.
All right. Name something you do in front of a mirror.
Beep.
Yeah.
Look at yourself.
Okay, I'll give you check your outfit for number four. 17 points.
Okay,
I'm going to say floss your teeth or like brush your teeth. I feel like
brush
that's
your
like
teeth is number one answer, 26 points. Yeah, number two is brush your hair. Number three is pop a pimple. Number four, like you said, was check your outfit. And number five was practice dance moves, which is something I definitely do.
Oh, I was
going to
say dance.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, I had to practice to be Justin Bieber. You think this happened overnight? No, I had to channel the energy.
Really? Because I think you should have practiced some more. Actually, you won an award, didn't you, for that concert?
Yeah, what the hell? Why am I getting bullied for my Justin Bieber performance?
I don't know.
You get dance bullied on the fruit basket.
That's kind of the point of the show.
Oh my god. I don't think so, but whatever. I thought I had great dance moves at my party. Were they not fantastic?
The outfit was really good. I saw you won a concert or a contest.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this costume contest like twice already on this show. It was just so iconic. I've mentioned my costume, I think, every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kat, how was your Halloween? Good.
It was good.
We spent it together.
I was with Val. Yeah. And I watched her win all the videos. You can hear my scream. Oh, do you know the movie Don't Worry, Darling? With Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. I was Florence Pugh. My boyfriend was Harry Styles.
That's cool.
That's cool.
What did you dress up as?
Bob Ross.
Again.
I wasn't going to buy another costume, guys.
That's so true.
Yeah, buy a
classic. Thank you.
That's true.
What is
your guys' favorite Halloween candy? I think we talked about this last year, but whatever.
Oh, I don't remember what I said.
It's the worst one. I hate when they gave us chips when I was younger.
I like
chips. My gosh.
I like Kit Kat. I like Arrow, Smarties. Chips wise, old fashioned, you know, classic, original Lay's and some Doritos.
Ew. Not Lay's.
Okay.
There's only like six chips in a bag, though.
I know. They're like, you can eat it in one bite. They're not going anywhere.
I'm not a big chocolate person. I think that's why I like the chips one.
I only like a little bit, like a small amount. I don't have a big sweet tooth. I can only handle so much in one sitting.
Same. I can have like a little like a piece of a Kit Kat.
I won't eat like a full thing.
Yeah.
I used to, but it's too much. I can't. Too much sugar. Becca, what's yours? You know what reminds me of?
Today I was trying to find crackers to eat with like some cheese.
Okay.
I opened up my bag and it was like, do you know the Costco like multigrain crackers? I don't know if you guys do. But, like,
I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. So I was so excited. I was like, oh, let me just check like staleness level, right? I like have half of it. And I'm like, that's really stale. I checked the expiry date, it's 2022. Immediately, my stomach, you know when it rumbles?
Yeah.
It's such a bad stomachache after half of one of those little multigrain crackers. And I was like, never again. And I didn't even eat. That's why I'm so hungry, because I skipped lunch because I ate that cracker.
Skipped lunch because of a stale cracker.
Yeah, it actually hurt my stomach so bad. Yeah, so speaking of.
It's just a best before date. You're not going to die.
It still hurt. 2 years, though, like over, it was like March 2022. So it's like been time.
I wouldn't think like a stale cracker would hurt your stomach.
I wouldn't either, actually. Maybe it was just the fact that I read the year and I was like,
I think it was like, placebo, and you're tricking yourself into.
Well, it was stale. It was gross. Because it was like not like I freshly opened it. It was like it's been opened, you know?
Oh, that's a little worse.
Yeah, like it had like one of those like chip clips on it.
Chip clips.
Yeah.
So. Oh, anyways, no.
What are we talking about?
Becca, what's your favorite candy chocolate, did you say?
I don't know. Probably like Reese's peanut butter cups. Maybe.
That's fair. At the moment. That's valid.
I actually have an exception for those. They're good.
That's good. All right. Let's see. Let's get some more questions going. It's hard to pick them because I feel like we've done them, or these ones, the ones that are left, are just stupid. Like, I can't pick one. Name something that drips.
Faucets. Yeah. Jinx.
That's, well, yeah, number one answer, 92 points.
I actually said it like 10 seconds before you just didn't hear it because my wife was so bad.
But yeah, no, it was Jinx because you guys said it at the same time. I'll give it to Becca because poor Becca with her 10 second delay Wi-Fi. This is why we need the studio, because Becca can't be on Discord.
Sorry.
Okay, let's see what else. Okay, give me a three-letter word that starts with the letter Z. Or Z, whatever you want to call it.
Zoo.
What happened to the button, huh?
Number one answer, 40 points, was zoo. Number two is zip. Number three was zap.
Yeah, you're getting smoked.
Number four was like, zen.
I'm playing by the rules. I have a button to press, and you're kind of just blurting it out. So
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Noted. I'll do it next time.
Okay. I think this one could be interesting. Name something people say is on the house.
Bills. Like restaurant bills.
It's not a tab. I mean, technically, like meal, that's number two answer, like 3 points.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, that's number two. So there's number one. A drink. Drink, buzz, drink. No, it's drink, number one answer, 88 points. That was a very large point win for Becca, who is very frozen right now. All right. Oh my God, this one's actually kind of funny because it's like half a riddle, but not really. Oh. Oh my God, Becca died. My name is Pip on this Discord server because that's what Haley calls me. She calls me Pip.
What is Marshmallow Basement Baby?
That's Okay, the story behind the marshmallow baby thing actually started with Alana. That started from that was like 4 years ago.
2020. COVID.
2020. That's when that started. And Becca has not changed it since.
Everyone's name. I haven't been on Discord since.
Everybody had a nickname and then basement baby.
Basement.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't remember what mine was at one point, but there are some on the server still that are untouched. I would go check, but then it's going to ruin the stream. But it's, again, something like Becca's marshmallow baby, something, something baby, basement baby, whatever. They're weird. Uh-huh. Yeah. What would your basement baby name be?
I don't know. What do you think?
Cat basement baby. It would just be cat basement baby.
Keeping it super simple. She's looking at us like we're psychotic.
Or no, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, no, that's fine. That's okay.
That's fine.
Cat basement baby. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Okay, I'll say the question now because Becca died and came back. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you?
Not relate.
I can't relate either. Nobody buys me flowers.
This is Becca. Becca heard it.
Becca, go for it.
that was her delay. I don't even know names of flowers, really.
Cheap flowers. What would you consider a cheap flower?
No, flowers are cheap. Everything's so expensive. I don't know. I don't know the price of flowers, but I feel like receiving flowers, no matter if they're cheap or not, or if they just people pick them out of the grass, it's still a nice gesture. So I don't equate that with the price of flowers. But I know what you're talking about.
That's really nice.
That's so sweet, Becca. That's so nice. That, you know what? I wish more people had that mindset,
Yeah, truly.
Anyway, get some cheap flowers.
Wait, I forget the name of.
Describe it, I'll tell you if you're right. Colors.
So I can't. Purple? Am I wrong?
Are tulips?
No, tulips are nice. Those cheap.
No. Oh, that, well, that's on here.
Lavender.
I feel you know when they have that section that you could build your own bouquet? When people just buy the things you can fill up the real flowers with, that's crazy. Because they're $5 each and it's just
I just buy the bouquet and move on.
Yeah.
What's with
that skimping
extra?
Mm-hmm.
That skimping out, is that what you just said?
Getting the filler. Do you know what I mean? The filler flowers.
Yeah, that's skimping out.
Because they're literally under $5 for just two steps.
Oh, just buying that, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm just buying that.
I got you.
Because I know someone who did that. Not to me, but I know someone who did that. And I was like, that is crazy.
Just the fillers is nuts.
Not to you.
Just the flip.
Not
fillers.
Cat. No. Mm-mm. No. No, not the cat.
No. I wouldn't take that.
No, you gotta go full bouquet or nothing. Don't care. There you go. All right. I guess I'm going to tell you the answers because you guys couldn't guess.
Is daffodils on there?
Wait, can we just guess random flowers then?
Just go for it. Yeah, daffodils are on there. No.
Oh. Tulips.
Sunflowers.
Tulips is number four.
Roses.
No, those are expensive flowers.
Lavender. I know. I can't think of anything else.
It's cheap. Find it in the garden.
Hydrangeas.
Geranium.
Is that what they're
Come on, give me one. It grows in the garden, and you gotta pick grass. Them out.
Wildflower. I never thought of that.
Dandelions.
Dandelions, number five. And it's another. It's another D flower.
Who's picking dandelions?
It's another D flower.
Daisy.
Daisy's number one answer, 39 points. There you go. So it was Daisy's number one, Carnation's number two. Carnation. Number three is Nun / Invisible. Tulips. Number five is Dandelions. Number six is Plastic / Fake.
Sometimes those fake ones are more expensive.
For real. They do cost more.
So, like, they last forever.
Like my love for you. Or like, oh, my favorite are like the Lego flowers. Because you get to like
build them. Those are cool.
Those are, that's like a cute like little
thing. Those are the most expensive flowers.
Yeah, but it's like an activity as well. And then you get to keep them and you can put them for decoration. That's, I think they're so cute. Have you guys ever made the Lego flowers?
Not the flowers, no.
No, they're too expensive.
What? Yeah, they're like $80.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's Lego. It's plastic, you know? Am I the only one that thinks that?
No, I think they're cool, but I've never bought it. You weren't treated, like, nicely, were you?
No, I bought them. I was not treated nicely.
No, I meant, like, you were thinking that of me.
Oh, you, yeah, you get treated very nicely. Good for you. Well, good job, Matthew. Becca is just looking at me. What the?
I don't know what to say because it's gonna be delayed.
She just makes facial expressions now.
Yeah, she's just hoping. Oh, let's hope this is the right one. Yeah, but even
the facial expressions are 10 seconds delayed, and I still need to think about how I'm supposed to react with my face.
So just make them like before we even finish talking.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think she got it. I think she got it. All right.
I have to predict the future, but I got it.
Let's see what else. We only got about 3 minutes left in the Spirit Live portion of the episode, but we are more than welcome to continue to be posted to Spotify and YouTube as well. So let's do another question, and then we'll wrap it up and move on. Okay. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over.
Like a like bathroom.
Number kitchen, one answer, like 59 points. Like
something? Oh, okay. Cat, you got cooked.
I thought the whole house, but I was like, that's probably not it.
Well, yeah, technically specific. It's...
That's so true, though.
Okay, I gotta read the rest of the answers. Number two was kitchen. Number three was the carpet / floor. Number four is living room. And number five is myself.
Whoa.
You gotta clean yourself up before company comes over.
It's true.
Okay, maybe we'll do one more because Becca got it faster than I thought that you guys would get it. Not just you in general, but I mean, because you guys... Okay, whatever. I'm just gonna stop talking.
We just suck at doing it. Okay.
Okay, cool. Let's see what else. There's so many on here, but I don't remember what we did and what we didn't. So I'm just gonna look. Okay, name something that has the word super in it.
Yep. Superman
has the word number one answer, 47 points.
Super.
But any
super
other ones?
Duper.
Super califragilisticexpialidocious. Okay, guys. I have to sit here for like a minute.
No, these are words. They're not like phrases.
Oh,
that's a word.
Superstar. Or superstar. Like,
superstar
is number six.
Superhero. Oh, no, superstar
is number seven.
Superhero?
No.
I can't think of anything else that's super.
Okay, Super Bowl, number two. Number three, supermarket. Number four, super blue. Number five, super independent. Superintendent. I can't read.
Was it
super independent?
Super size and superstar.
Super size, true.
There we go. Anyway, that's it for the Spirit Life portion of the episode. That's already been 25 minutes. So thank you everyone who listened on Spirit Live. We're gonna head over to Spotify now. Thank you guys for listening, and don't forget, We are all in the same basket. Bye, Spirit Live.